fiery horse with a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. His strength and courage and his daring in the face of overwhelming odds made him the greatest champion of justice the frontier ever knew. It was he more than any other man who brought peace and security to the new territory. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're on the trail of the Sagebrush Gang! Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
The Lone Ranger held a gun on the sheriff, whose hands were raised above his shoulders. Ed Granger, charged with murder, stood beyond the barred door in the rear of the lawman's office and...
You will pay for it, stranger. I'll hang you, mask and all.
I'm not here to talk about myself, Sheriff. I'm here to ask you to postpone the hanging of your prisoner.
Ed Granger's found guilty of murder.
I ain't guilty. I swear I ain't.
You shut up, Granger.
If you set the hanging for 2 weeks later, I may be able to prove that you and the jury are wrong.
Can't be done.
Sheriff, you've heard of Sagebrush and his gang. Give me a chance to find them.
The law's the law, and I'm
I've been trying for a long time to catch up to Sagebrush and his men.
But you ain't catched up.
Oh, I'll find them. Sheriff, they left a trail of robbery and murder, of highway banditry and crime of every sort. And they usually leave a victim to be blamed for what they do. Don't hang the wrong man. Give Granger a chance for his life.
You got from now till hanging time. And if they ain't new evidence before that, Granger'll hang.
That's not much time.
It's all you'll get.
Give me a chance for my life. That man's the Lone Ranger. He knows what he's talking about.
You heard what I said.
I'm on the trail, Sheriff. I know that Sagebrush has three men with him. I'm sure they're heading north.
Then get after him. You won't gain on him by stalling here.
Very well. And that's your last word. Try and keep your chin up, Granger. We'll do our best.
See you don't come around here throwing a gun on me again, too.
Steady, Silver.
Come here again and I'll use my own gun.
Ride, Lone Ranger, ride.
Hello, Silver, away!
While the Lone Ranger and his faithful Indian friend Tonto rode in a wide circle to pick up the trail of the outlaw gang, a train headed across the plains. Sagebrush and his three companions raced toward the engine.
They're stopping, boys. I see the launch on the tracks.
They better stop or get stopped. Get along there.
Show you let, boys. All right, Dad. Get down from that engine and make it fast. Line up alongside of your choo-choo, we'll drill you.
Hurry it up here. We're after the gold you're toting.
This is government gold. Touch it and the government will have you hide.
We'll take that chance. Slick you hop aboard and get the gold. Fast now.
You can't get away with this.
Keep your trap shut.
What about going through the pocket, Sagebrush?
Hit the time. Remember that masked hombre that's trailing us? Keep moving and fast. Keep them covered till Slick gets the gold. That's all we want.
I got it.
Give him a hand with that gold, Red. Rest of you, keep your hands high.
I'm coming, Slick. I'll help you carry that stuff.
Here's that box. Doggone heavy.
Be able to tote it on horseback.
Open her up. We'll split the gold up and load it in our saddlebags. Red, shoot that lock open.
That's a government gold shipment. You can...
Shut up!
What is it? I'll throw that lid back.
There she is.
Just look at that gold.
We ain't got time to look at nothing. You gotta get moving.
Shucks, boss, that masked man, the engine's miles behind us.
They probably stopped chasing us miles away. We had too much head start.
I say hurry.
Sure.
You don't know that Lone Ranger. He don't ever give up. And those horses, him and the engine ride, travel like the wind.
We're hurrying, Sagebrush. Stuff some of these sacks in your saddlebag, Fanner.
Hey, hand them here.
Look, boss, ain't there some way we can stop this Lone Ranger?
We'll see.
If he wasn't riding after us, we could take things a sight easier.
Get that gold stowed away and stop gabbing. You could have stand where you are and keep your hands high.
You men still got the chance to ride away and leave that gold. If you do, we want...
Shut up! I ain't afraid to meet the Lone Ranger or anyone like him. The sooner we meet, the sooner he'll be off our trail.
But Sagebrush,
that'll do. You can fasten the saddlebags while we ride. Mount up now and get going.
I'm ready.
I got my bags filled to bulge.
Mount up. Let's ride.
Looks to me like you crooks are downright scared of meeting up with this here Lone Ranger.
What's that?
If you're so sure of beating him, why not stick around till he gets here? You say he's coming this way.
I'll fix him, and it won't be here. Come on, boys. Get up.
Get up. Get up. Get up there. Come on.
Why, you...
And that's just a warning.
Those dirty coyotes. Well, now we got a job on our hands. Got to get them logs rolled back before we go ahead.
Lone Ranger. You heard what they were saying.
I heard. Gosh, if only that rider was here while those crooks were.
Get a hold here now. We got to do some shoving.
Once more now.
There. That'll do for that one. Now get against the other.
Maybe that Lone Ranger will be along in time to tell him about these polecats.
We can't wait for him, though. Come on.
More. Shove more.
That's done.
Get to the cab now. We'll start moving again.
Come on, Silver!
Hold it. You heard that?
It's him. That was his shout. Look yonder. There he comes.
The Lone Ranger. Crackety, look at him ride.
There's the redskin with him. Tonto. This is something I never hoped to live to see. Look at that Lone Ranger coming, riding like the wind to meet up with them murdering, robbing polecats.
Odds of 4-1 don't mean a thing to him.
Hi there. You're the man we hoped to see.
Did you see four horsemen come by here?
Oh, we seen them. They stopped our train by putting them logs across the track. We're lucky we ain't shot dead.
What did they steal?
Gold.
A lot of gold.
Tell me about those men.
You and the Redskin are after them, ain't you?
Yes.
They made mention of you.
They knew we were after them?
That's right.
They was mighty tough hombres, too, stranger. Mighty tough.
You see, we had this shipment of gold, heading to Frisco with it. Coins it was, for the most part.
Yeah, fresh from the east. And the whole of it was stole.
What else did they take?
Nothing. They knowed you was coming and didn't waste no time around here. You're not far behind them, stranger.
Very well.
Trouble is, I reckon you'll lose time reading trail from signs from here on. It's hard ground.
And Tonto can read trail signs.
Even so, it's mostly rock. By thunder, I wish we was riding along with you. I'd like a crack at them crooks.
Come on, Tonto.
You're going after them again, ain't you?
That gang committed a robbery and murder in Lead City. An innocent man will hang unless we catch them. Come on, Tonto.
Get him up, Scout!
Harold Silver, away!
Hey, wait! Wait! Gosh, I wish I wanted to tell him... Those crooks are setting a trap.
Look at the river. Sure living up to her name.
Crazy River's always like that.
You're lucky there's a bridge here. I sure hate to try and swim across that.
No one can swim there. Water goes too strong. If the current don't get you, a whirlpool is bound there. Red, you got that cask of blasting powder, ain't you?
Yep. What's it for, Sagebrush? I thought we were going to use it to blow up the railroad tracks.
Yeah, that would have been a lot easier than hauling all them logs.
That was before we knew the Lone Ranger was following us. Now I got a better use for that crap.
What's the scheme?
This is where we take care of the Lone Ranger.
How?
You see this here bridge? Stop here.
I savvy what you're figuring. The Lone Ranger will have to ride across this bridge.
Yeah. Now we'll walk back to the other side.
We're going to waylay him here?
I heard a lot about how fierce this Lone Ranger is with his guns. I'd like to draw him again, you know.
Fenny, you're fast, all right.
I ain't never been beat to the draw.
You wouldn't be here if you ever was.
You're a real gunfighter. You send them bullets spitting faster than any man I ever seen. Except in one.
Who's that?
This here Lone Ranger. We ain't taking no chances. I want to be sure of getting him.
We're nearly back across the bridge, Sagebrush. Why didn't we just stop our horses over on this side?
Because that engine can read tracks. And he'd tell in a minute if we stopped our horses on this side. We don't want nothing to look suspicious.
Well, he can tell when he sees our tracks on the other side of the bridge if we stopped over there. What's the difference?
He ain't ever going to see them tracks on the other side. We're going to let him start across the bridge. And we're going to blow it up while they're on it. Open that cask.
Well, the powder will spill out.
Do as I say.
Sure, I just thought that...
I'll do the thinking. That's it, Red. You see that big beam that runs under the bridge?
I see it. It runs right along under the planks.
This is going to be a tough job, but it'll be worth it. I want you to crawl along that beam and lay a trail of blasting powder. Just enough so as it'll burn up to the cask and set it off.
Yes, as you say.
Run the trail of powder right along till you get to the big center beams.
The ones right there in the middle of the bridge?
Yeah. Then set the cask on the cross beams and tie it there. The fire run along the trail of powder. And when she hits the cask, the hull ship bang will blow to smithereens.
And by the time the fire hits the keg, the horseman will just be right above it, in the middle of the bridge.
And blow him a mile high.
That's what I'm planning to do. Get to it, Red.
Yep. Be careful climbing under there.
Don't worry about that.
Sagebrush, how are you going to set off the fire to start the train of powder?
I got that figured out, too.
If one of us stayed to light it, it might be all...
That'll be too doggone dangerous. Of course, only the middle of the bridge will blow up. But you might get thrown into the water. And in Crazy River, that means drowning.
How are you planning?
I got me a torch of rotten dried wood here. This.
What good's that?
When the end's lit, it'll glow for hours.
Yeah?
These here boards at the start of the bridge is loose. We fix this glowing torch to the bottom of the crossboard, right above the trail of powder.
Anybody crossing the bridge will have to ride over that stretch of board.
And the wind will squash this torch right into the end of the powder.
The trail will catch fire, run along to the cask, and boom!
Well, I'll be a hog-tied doggie.
I figure this trick will take care of the Lone Ranger and the engine.
Yeah, but Sagebrush, what if somebody else comes along and sets off the trap?
There's nobody hidden here except them two we're aiming to get.
And we're sure gonna get them.
After we take care of them, we'll run things our way.
Them right, the Crazy River. The bridge is just ahead. We'll catch up with them this afternoon.
We not got much time.
Unless we can force a confession from them about that robbery in Lead City, Ed Granger will hang for a crime he didn't commit.
And that be plenty bad.
And the only way we can prove Granger's innocence is to make Sagebrush confess to the murder.
Crooks got big start.
And we've gained on them. We've got to catch them tonight to get the confession back to Lead City in time.
And that Sagebrush, him plenty bad.
Here's the bridge.
Wait.
What do you see, Kimasabi?
Footprints here on ground.
Four horses passed over this bridge not many hours ago. What have you found?
Here. Piece of gold.
Gold piece that dropped from their saddlebag. Tonto, this is part of the gold that they stole from the train.
That right.
That proves we're on the right trail.
Footmark's not old.
Come on, Tonto. Let's get across the bridge.
Curtain falls on the first act of tonight's Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
Now to continue our story. The Lone Ranger and Tonto urged their great horses forward just as a keg of blasting powder exploded. The force of the explosion hurled the two riders into the dangerous whirlpool, the Crazy River. In desperate strength, the Lone Ranger and Tonto clung to their horses and struggled to the surface.
Tonto, are you all right? Tonto, calm, steady, Silver. Swim, old fellow. We've got to make sure. Now, swim, Sprout. Watch out for that whirlpool. Tonto, go! Swim back to them, Silver. Back, old boy. We've got to help them. I'm coming, Tonto. Careful, boy. We mustn't get trapped. Swim, Scout. Easy, Silver. Easy, boy. Tonto, give me a rein. Silver will help you. You go. You try help. You get caught. Give me a rein, Tonto. We're sticking together.
Sagebrush, Banner, and Slick were riding along the trail to Dodeville.
Yep. I figure we can just about take our time. Now the Lone Ranger's taken care of.
That blasting powder sure made sweet music.
Yeah, I wish Red would hurry up and catch up with us.
He'll have plenty of time. I wanted them to watch and be sure the Ranger and engine got it right. I don't like to take no chances.
Ain't no chance they could get away from that trap.
Yeah, they either got blown up or they're drowned. Either way, they're dead.
Either way is good enough for me.
What's our next move, Sagebrush?
As soon as Red comes up, we got a little job to take care of in Dodeville. Easy as falling off a log.
Bank?
Express station. Red'll be up with us in a minute.
Hey, that looks like Red coming here now.
Yep, bringing us the good news.
He's running that horse of his right into the ground. Look at the way he's traveling.
No need to ride like that since we took care of the Lone Ranger. We can take things mighty easy now.
Come on, Red. We've been waiting for you.
We got a job ahead in Dodeville.
Sagebrush!
We heard the explosion. The trap worked like a charm.
You saw the bridge go up?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw it, but them fellas weren't blowed up.
They got knocked into the river, didn't they?
Sure.
Excuse me for a minute.
Yeah, so they're drowned, eh?
No.
You mean they got knocked into the river and was able to get out?
That's what they did.
No one can live in them whirlpools.
What are you trying to say, Red?
They were thrown in the river, but that white horse the Lone Ranger rides pulled them all out.
And they're still alive?
Yeah.
Let's get going.
What are we going to do?
The first thing we got to do is get miles between us and the Lone Ranger.
Get going, Ed.
Get up there, come on.
We'll rig up a plan that'll really stop the Ranger. Right now, he's too doggone close for comfort. Here's what you got to do. Slick rides into town and buys outfit of clothes as near as the Lone Ranger wears as he can.
Yep, and I'll meet you at the cave.
Now get going.
See you by the cemetery.
I scout around and pick me up a white horse.
Any kind, just so it's white. In the excitement, they ain't going to notice any difference.
There ain't no more white horses like the one the Masked Man rides.
Get going. Don't forget where we meet.
Well, there they go. What do you want me to do?
You come with me, Fanny. We're going right out to the cave and wait for him to come back with the stuff.
So that's Dodeville over there?
Come on. We'll circle the town so as nobody sees us till tonight.
I'm doggone if I get the idea behind all this.
Slick's going to buy a hat and stuff like the Lone Ranger wears. Red's going to get a white horse.
Why?
Red's a big fella. Most as big as a masked man. We'll dress him up in the outfit and put a mask on him. When it gets a mite dark, he can pass for the Lone Ranger. Then he's going to ride into Dodeville and hold up the express office. Alone.
What's the good of him doing that?
The Lone Ranger will follow us to Dodeville. He'll have a nice, warm welcome waiting for him from the sheriff and the posse.
Thinking that he was the crook that held him up before. I get it. Hey, but Sagebrush, what if Red gets caught trying to pull the job alone?
We'll all be hanging around the town. If Red gets in trouble, we'll all step in.
Well, doggone. We sure showing that Lone Ranger thing or two.
And this is one trap that he can't get out of.
Not long afterwards, the Lone Ranger and Tonto approached Dodeville.
Tonto, the trails separate here. One rider went to Dodeville, one headed south toward the ranches, and two circled the town.
Now, what we do?
They must be planning another holdup. Ride into town, Kemosabe, and find out all that you can. I'll follow the trail of these two. We'll meet on the trail the other side of Dodeville.
Get him up, Scout.
Hurry, Tonto. We've got to save Ed Granger.
As the Lone Ranger followed one trail, Tonto took the other. The masked man soon found the gang's hideout, where Red had left his old clothes and his horse. Reasoning that the bandits planned to meet there after their job was completed, the Lone Ranger started for Dodeville. In town, Tonto was keeping a close watch on Fanner, Slick, and Sagebrush.
Red will be here for long. That's the place it's going to hold up, ain't it, Sagebrush?
Yeah, that's the express office. Don't give yourselves away when it comes. Act surprised. Let's just wait here.
Suits me.
If there is trouble and we have to step in and help Red, you run get our horses, Slick, while Fanner and me start pumping lead.
Yep.
After it's all over, we'll sneak out of town and meet him back to the cave.
Here he comes.
Sit tight.
All you folks get back, Steve.
A singer!
A masked man.
He's riding a white horse.
Stop it! Don't make a move for a gun. You're the manager of the express office?
Hey, yeah, what do you want?
Bring me the cash bag out of your office.
I can't do that.
Do as I say. Move.
He's going to do a good job.
Yeah, sure looks real.
Move, I said.
I did it. Don't shoot. I did it.
Don't none of the rest of you start trouble. Hurry up for that cash.
You'll never get away with it.
Give me that.
Here.
All of you keep them hands up. Don't make a move. Get up there. Get
the law. Get the sheriff. Get after that thief.
Hear that commotion?
Shots, we ain't needed at all, Sagebrush.
We want to no harm to yell anyhow. Hey, Sheriff, there's a robbery.
There's men coming on the run.
Sheriff, come here, quick.
It's all fixed now.
What's coming off here? What's the trouble?
I was robbed. Masked man, he come here and robbed me.
What do you men know?
We seen him riding off, Sheriff. He was riding a white horse.
Can't have much of a start, can he?
Not too much.
I figured, Sheriff, he headed that their way.
Get horses. We're taking after him. Jim, you go get my horse. I'll take all you men in my posse.
Fenner, Slick, this will slip out of town, savvy?
Yeah, we savvy.
I'll be right behind you. Get going now. We don't want to have to ride with the sheriff's posse.
He can't have got far.
We'll find him. You come along so you can recognize him.
It's all right now, boys. Red's had plenty of time to get to the cave and into hiding.
Here's hoping.
And the Lone Ranger, wherever he is, will be the one to get nailed for this robbery.
But Sagebrush.
Well?
Won't they search the Lone Ranger and find he ain't none of the loot on him?
We'll take care of that. After he's catched, we'll see that plenty of evidence is found to get him.
Here's the sheriff's men. They're ready to start out.
Good. The sooner the better.
Come on, that wall, boys. We'll find him. He can't get up the wall away.
The posse rode hard in the same direction the thief had taken. Tonto, meanwhile, had already left the town and met the Lone Ranger. Hurried plans were made. Then the Indian rode the back trail until...
Stand still there, stranger. We want to question you.
What matter?
A redskin. You been around the town?
That right.
Did you see something of a thief riding this way?
Tonto see him.
What you did? Where's he at?
Friend, catch crook.
Huh?
You come this way. Tonto show you crook.
Redskin, if this is a trick.
You come. Get him up, scout.
Come on, get there.
We stop here.
Where's this crook you're speaking about? Where's he at?
Him there, on ground.
Sure enough. Is he dead?
Him not dead. Him prisoner.
Prisoner?
That's right.
I'll have a look. You boys stand ready in case he's figuring on shooting. By thunder, he is tied.
Let me go.
Hold on there. I'll take that gag off and you can speak your piece.
That sure looks like him, Sheriff.
Yeah.
I got nothing to say.
Is this the thief?
I can't be dead sure, Sheriff, but he looks like the same man. If there's more light, I...
There'll be more light when we get him to the jail.
You not go to jail now.
Huh?
You come, follow Tonto.
For what?
Maybe you get other crook. Plenty bad fella.
Sounds like it might be worth the trying. Where to?
Old cave yonder.
I know the cave he's speaking about.
Yeah, what's in that cave?
You come. Plenty quiet.
You gave us one good steer engine, so lead the way.
Inside the cave, the darkness was broken only by the moonlight that slanted through the entrance. When Sagebrush and his men arrived there, they could see a dim figure waiting for them in the shadows.
Good work, Red. You sure fooled them all.
Did I? Took your men quite a while to get here, Sagebrush.
Yeah, we took it slow. We didn't want to have to travel the posse, so we sneaked in.
I see.
Hey, what's the matter with you, Red? You sure talk different than you done before.
Perhaps I'm a different man. From now on, Sagebrush, you're not going to have such a big share of your loot.
What's eating you?
Take this job tonight, for example. What part in it did you play?
Me? Why, you ungrateful upstart, didn't I plan the whole thing?
Planning is the least of it.
Yeah.
Besides, this is only one job. You did very little planning with the other jobs. I'll bet the rest of the boys feel about the same way. They do most of the work, and you take the lion's share of the loot.
If all that talk gone... Hey, you sure have changed, Red. And it ain't going to be a healthy change, neither.
No?
That's right. It ain't going to be a healthy change for you.
Don't get any notions in your head, Sagebrush. You try and drill me, there's a message I left that'll hang you.
What's that?
Now, look, boy.
You keep out of this, fella. What's that about a message?
It pins the blame of that Lead City job on you.
What? Now I know you're bluffing. I covered things there.
Not as well as you think.
Why, shucks. Young Ranger's hanging in the morning for that job. They wouldn't be hanging him if it weren't solved to suit the law.
That's just it.
Huh?
I don't think young Granger is going to hang in the morning.
I heard from there just yesterday. He sure is going to hang.
I suppose you think you planned that job too well.
I did.
But not well enough.
Say, hold on. I know there was something. This ain't red at all. Jumping jeepers, this ain't red.
It ain't red.
This is the real one. This is the real Lone Ranger.
You called it. If anyone wants to draw, go ahead and try it.
I've been waiting for this chance.
Anyone else want to draw?
Oh, my hands hit my hand.
All three of you are finished.
Now, looky here.
Save your breath, Sagebrush. You'll need it to talk to the jury. There'll be a lot of crime, Sal, when you three face trial.
Yeah, do something for my
You're
hand.
You're not hurt, Fenner. If you're wondering where Red is, I caught him before I came here. You think I wouldn't investigate a man when I see him riding in clothes that look like mine?
Look, you see,
the law already has him.
And let the law have him. Now, if you put down that gun, maybe we can talk.
Too late, Sagebrush. The law has already heard your confession.
What's that?
The law.
That's right. We'll take over now, Mr.
Did you hear enough, Sheriff?
Aplenty. So these are the Lead City killers, too.
Yes, and unless we work fast, Ed Granger will hang at sunrise.
That's so. We sure gotta work fast. How can I get word to Lead City in time?
Write your message.
Here, lean over, Pete. Let me write it on your back for a desk. Slide into the moonlight a little. Rest of you gents can be roping these crooks.
Oh, my hand.
Never mind your hand. Pretty soon all your pain will be in the neck.
If only I could be sure this message would reach there in time.
Give it to me. I'll deliver it.
It's a hard ride and a long hard ride.
If that doggone Lone Ranger can ride like he can draw a gun, it'll get there with time to spare.
The Lone Ranger?
I'll take the message.
Take it, then. And by ginger, it sure will be delivered.
Oh, Silver Hawaii!
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.